For weeks, I was looking forward to the draft. We all were, but the draft has come and gone. General Manager John Robinson is taking a breath, and he has a four-man draft class, the smallest in franchise history. He says, however, that the Titans got what they wanted, and they think they've got future stars for this football team. John, if I had told you when the draft began that you would end up with only four selections, would you have believed that?
Probably not. We only had six going in to the draft weekend. But to take the six that we had and move around on the draft board and get ourselves in position to get the guys that we got, we're really excited about the guys that we've added to our team.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the two players that really have everybody's attention, I'm talking about Rashawn Evans and Harold Landry. Had I told you before the draft that you could have landed both of those guys, would you have believed it?
Probably not. We thought both of those guys would be gone in the first round. Both were in consideration at 25. Felt that Rashawn was going to go there kind of right around where we were at. So we got ourselves moved up in position to get him. And then to see Harold go undrafted the first night, you know, we worked all Friday with the phones trying to craft a way to get up to get him. And the fact that he was still there at 41 and we were able to take him, we were stoked.
Let's talk about the three guys that were taken at the top of the round first. Rashawn Evans, linebacker, Alabama, your first round pick.
Really good football player. He's an aggressive, violent, off-the-ball linebacker who they kick down and rush some in sub-defense off the edge, has a knack for blitzing off the edge. He's a smart football player, and he's going to fit our locker room really well.
Harold Landry, outside linebacker, Boston College, your second round pick.
Yeah, played mostly on the end of the line of scrimmage there at BC. Willie has a fastball coming off the edge, is able to dip and bend and cut the corner, can chase down plays from the backside. He's got good length. He can post up tackles and tight ends. So the fact that he's got some versatility really bodes well for our defense.
Your fifth round pick, defensive back Dane Cruikshank from Arizona.
He'll work at safety here for us. He's got really good size. He's got really good speed. He's another aggressive, physical player. Can provide us some flexibility to match up against certain guys and play safety and maybe some corner as well.
What was it like to be in the draft room for the first time with your head coach?
It was awesome. You know, he's invested a lot in the process. Really proud of him and his staff and them buying into, you know, the roster building process that we have in the spring with going out and spending time with these guys, going and doing private workouts, going and doing pro days, really getting to the bottom of these players and how they're going to fit our football team. He was excited with the guys that we added, and looking forward to getting them out there on the grass.
Kind of sum up where you think this roster is right now as we get into the heart of the offseason program.
And I've said it before, I really like the depth of our football team. The fact that we've got, to your point, the bulk of the guys back from last year, and we did some good things last year. We've added guys in free agency who, you know, in the first two or three weeks of the off-season program have really bought into what we want to be about and play Titan football. And then this rookie class, you know, how quickly can they come in and get up to speed with the guys that are on our football team and make an impact? So we've said it for the last 3 years, we want the most competitive 90-man roster, everybody working hard to make everybody better, and everybody's got a chance to make the team.